Welcome to the Silver Gaia Hour. The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Here's your hosts, Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome to the Silver Gaia Hour. Hey, Steph, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, you look great.
Thanks. I missed you last week.
I missed you guys.
What were you up to?
I was getting my house ready to be sold.
And?
I still need to get my house ready to be sold. Still have a lot of work to do, but got a lot of help. It's nice.
Good. So today we have a special guest, Naomi Hansen. Here goes the teeth again. So hi, Naomi. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Fine. So, Eric, you have a good week?
Hey, good afternoon to all of you. And yeah, it's been a pretty good week. It's been super busy. I've been doing the house thing myself. Just moved from one house to another. Mm-hmm. And so just gradually getting everything out of the old house into the new house.
Oh,
and
it's
trying
fun.
To clean it up. It's... I'm just exhausted,
right?
And bruised and ready for it to be done with.
Exactly.
Which hopefully will be soon.
Good. I'm glad. So anyway, today we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to talk about ourselves today.
Are we?
And how we ended up on this journey.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited about it.
I am.
So I want to know from you.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From you, Stephanie, of course,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What made you decide to go on your spiritual path?
Oh, let's see. I think it first started when I started to question my government. And so I did a lot of studying on the government and realized this must have been someone else's idea because I am not following it very well.
Actually,
I was following it to the T, you know, soccer mom, white picket fence, to the T. But then, I woke up to the government and didn't really like what they were doing. And when I found out what they were doing, I was like, what am I doing here on this planet?
Right.
Why would I even choose to come here? And then that led me to the spiritual path of awakening to, because I truly thought there was something wrong.
Right. You know, no, I get that.
And so I started picking up whatever interests me spiritually, because I was trying to find where my place was in this world. Mm-hmm. And the more studying I did, the more awakened I became. And I didn't even know what awakening was.
Isn't it fun when you figure it out?
Well, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Right. Absolutely. And a lot of people are going, what do you mean awakening? You know, it's like, it's such a bright light. It's hard to explain sometimes, right? But awakening, how would you explain that?
Well, for me, it was a feeling.
Right.
Of curiosity, and I didn't know where this feeling was coming from. And I just had to keep following the most information I could get. And mm-hmm. then I kind of stalemated.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, I need a teacher. I need someone that I could talk to, because it was really hard to find some friends that were going through the same thing.
Right.
And so I asked for a teacher, and my guides led me to you, Bree.
Isn't that fun? We've had a lot of fun over 4 years.
Oh, we have. I have. And that's when my awakening and my spiritual path became more clear. But, you know, when I was younger, I was growing up, I knew I could talk to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something I shared with everybody because, well, they weren't very open to it. And I worked with energy from my hands. I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew I had energy. And then, you know, meeting you.
Right.
And understanding, oh, this is what I was doing. I was preparing for my path.
Mm-hmm.
And
but it was already in you.
Well, yes, it was. And, well, which I didn't know at
right,
the time.
Right,
I didn't
right.
know, you know, that they went hand in hand until I learned from you what we all go through as we...
Right. So, and you know, that's really true, because a lot of people think, oh, we have to go and take this class or that class. And
no.
It's like, no.
No, not at all.
Follow what's in you.
Yes. They will lead you to the classes if that's where they want you to be.
Right. So like with me, I grew up with it.
Right.
And it skipped generations. Mm-hmm. I'm a high priestess of four generations of the goddess of light, right?
Right.
And it went from a great-grandmother to a grandmother, then it skipped my aunts and went to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an older sister, and then it skipped her, and my mom had me keep this really secret about us, right?
Right.
And the gardens that we had, I didn't realize, you know, as a little girl, what they were until she finally said, come here, I need to talk to you. You're able to do this, this, and this. You know, we need to talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've said this before, but anyway, but make a long story short, growing up with it's different than just awakening to it.
For sure.
And so with me, I was taught since nine, you know, one, to respect the Mother Goddess Gaia.
Mm-hmm.
And that Creator Source is involved into it. It's like, I explained, it's like a long, you know, tunnel type thing that's connected, you know, portal that's connected to all to one, right?
Right. Right.
And so as I was going through it, I was like, I can do much more than just magical stuff and, you know, move things away from the planet that shouldn't be here as a planetary worker, I was taught, you know.
Right.
I knew there was more. So I did take classes, you know, and I kept searching. And, you know, I was teaching from my lineage. And then I thought, you know what, there's more out there. What am I not getting?
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time I started really looking in my later teenage years, and then I got in my early 20s, it was like, I know there's more, and I'm going to figure out what it is. And it was tapping down inside of me so hard and finding out what it is. And I was in meditation one time, and I was in a three-hour meditation in the bathtub with water, because water's a conduit, right?
Okay.
And I didn't realize it was in there. People came to my door. My phone was ringing, you know, and when you're in that deep meditation, you don't hear nothing.
Right.
And I was like, oh, what is going on? And I realized that I had all these guides and ascended masters and everybody that was with me the whole time to help me through this, right? Where back in, you know, in the day when I was a little girl, it was kind of hush-hush, but then in the 60s and 70s, you know, it started coming out.
Right.
You know, and so I went to school, and I got my doctorate in medical science, and I thought, that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
It still really wasn't the answer. It's just a degree.
Right.
You know, and so I was like, okay, I got that. What am I going to do now? Okay, so I wrote a couple books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the one thing I'm going to just bring out now and stuff, is I have a new book coming out, and it's Through the Eyes of an Elven, and be available through Hay House real soon. So I wanted to get that out real quick, give myself a little plug.
And that's about what again?
Through the Eyes of an Elven.
Oh.
So I channeled that whole book, and that was something really exciting to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a medium, bringing that information through.
Right.
Because the Elvens are working on the planet now.
Uh-huh.
You know, so if everyone goes by the dimension that we're on, we're, this third dimension is an illusion, because we're actually sitting on the fifth right now. The sixth is going to open pretty soon.
Great.
And people are like, well, that can't happen yet. And I said, you know what?
Sure it can.
And so being born with these abilities I have, and then I travel through different worlds. And as I put it, I walk through worlds and dimensions and stuff to get my answers.
Uh-huh.
And so sometimes all of a sudden one of my guys will be standing next to me, and I'm going, okay, what do I got to do now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my consciousness will leave, and I'll come back, and I go, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when I got in my first self guide, he didn't like being on planet. He was like, I so don't like this, but I agreed to be here with you, so you better do this right.
Right.
And now he's hilarious. He's funny, softened, and it's okay. But it's through his eyes, how he sees the world now. And he, at first he was really upset. And I had to calm him down. And elves are nothing but pure light.
Right.
They don't need a portal to come through, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But he was kind of like, you know, jolted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he agreed to come here, do this job.
Because it is a lower...
It's a lower vibrational field for him, right?
Right.
And so, you know, so if you want to go by levels, he's with the angels and the ascended masters. You know, they're all with them, right?
Right.
And so now he's here, and he's like, you're going to channel this book. I'm going to do it. I thought it was done, right?
Right.
And he says, nope, you're channeled through the eyes of an elf, and that's what I want you to call it.
Wow.
And so so I'm not going to say anything more about it. I'm excited. It's going to be coming out, so look for it, guys.
Oh, I'll be definitely looking for it.
So the other thing is, you know, so I did that and other things through Lifetime and stuff, but the one thing that I have the most joy out of is helping people.
Of course.
And if I can help with just one word or whatever I'm saying, you know, that's what I look for.
Right.
And so people are saying, well, I can't go see this psychic or this intuitive or whatever because I don't have $500 or whatever, right?
Right.
I don't think you and I've ever turned somebody down that need help.
No. No, that's what we're here for, to help each other move forward in their awakening.
Right. Yeah. So we have seminars that we charge for.
Right.
And we have healings that we charge for. Mm-hmm. But somebody truly comes to us, we're not, that really needs help, we're not going to turn them down.
No.
But the one thing I want to tell you is, have you noticed how different people, you see somebody and all of a sudden they're gone? It's been happening lately.
Are you talking about leaving the planet or turn around that they're just not there?
They're just not there. They just there's no way for them to disappear that quick.
What is that?
So, I had somebody that said, good morning, my lady.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Well, it's about time.
Well,
there you go.
Right.
And I was like going, oh, that was sending a message to see if I was paying attention.
Ah.
That's the way I took it. It was just like, because there was no way for him with a grocery cart.
Mm-hmm.
On a street, there was nowhere for him to run, right?
Right.
And then it was like, wow, what's going on here, right? And I'm finding out more and more people are experiencing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's just like, pay attention out there.
Right.
You don't know who's walking by you.
Right. Right.
So, you know, and the other thing I wanted to say was, you know, how grateful I am to the listeners for being here with us.
Of course. Yes.
And it's really important that they know that they're appreciated.
Yes.
And how much gratitude we have for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And those are things I grew up. Yeah. Because I grew up with all that.
Right.
You know, I was like, have gratitude for what you get out of life. Have gratitude. Don't be whining about every little thing.
Right.
You know, we all have relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm married and you have a significant other guy in your life and Naomi does too. And yes, you know, we all have our problems and stuff, right?
Well, we're still human.
Are we though?
Oh, well.
There we go.
Well, there's a big question.
Some of us are.
So what if I told you guys are spiritual beings trying out a physical body?
Of course. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So I never say I'm human.
Yeah.
I'm a spiritual being and a magical being.
Having a human experience.
Human experience.
Yeah.
So next time, I tell everybody, I'm come back as a blue or purple fairy.
Oh. And have a fairy experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
It happened.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I'm telling you. So my fairies are around my house, you know, besides my statues, right?
Right.
And all the other elementals that hang around besides the angels and the guides and stuff, you know, why not?
Mm-hmm.
No. So anyway, so now that's some of me. I'll share more as time goes on.
For sure.
But, you know, just get a little bit more there and stuff. So I'm going to go to a quick commercial for a minute, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk to Naomi. Thanks, guys. See you in a little bit.
Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm going to let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to the Silver Gaia Hour with Bree and Stephanie. Well, we were talking about the Elvins.
Yes.
Was that, can you give us a little, was that before Atlantis?
Way before Atlantis.
Oh, okay.
So they were actually even before Lemuria.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
that's the connection of
that. That is the connection.
Yeah.
So just a little history with the Elvins and the Lemurians, right?
Right.
So Source said, he was going to send some angels down, right? It's kind of quick, right? And you're going to go down and meet your mates, these white beings of light, right? But female elvins are about 8 to 9 feet tall, and male elvins are up to 11 feet tall.
Okay.
And so the angels and the elvins went in front of this great amethyst tree, and the great marriage happened to start populating Lemuria.
Oh.
So they're beings of light.
Wow. Interesting.
You can't manipulate one. You can't con it. You can't do nothing with someone that has elven in them, forget it. They'll see right through you.
So you can't lie to an elven.
No, you can't manipulate them, nothing.
No, because they can see right
and
through
And so
you.
A lot of them are incarnated again, just like, you know, magical beings we are in a body, right?
Right.
And a lot of them are walking around and people are going, why can't I get anything past this guy or this woman, right?
Right.
And they could be short in this lifetime too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or tall,
right?
You know, and you might want to think about that a little bit.
Could be those, talking to an elven.
Yeah, and not even know it.
And they may not know it either.
Yeah, sometimes they don't.
Right, right.
I ran across a gentleman that I love dearly, and I told him, you know, you're elven. I said, you're here just to hold the light for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's here for, right?
Right.
And
which a lot of us out there are holding the light.
Right, right.
And that's our only job.
Right.
Right.
And so, but he was here just to hold the light, and, you know, and that's why he's here.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing.
When can we hear more about the elven?
Next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk a little bit more about next week.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
I better do my studying.
You better.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I'm going to tell you what.
Huh.
Watch the old movie of Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. I heard that was that channeled?
It was channeled, too.
That is, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when the hobbits are seeing, you know, the ones that are, you know, they're going to the elves that look real tall, they're actually with the elvens.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to watch that. I'm going to have to watch that with a whole different perspective.
Right, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, because Naomi, you know, you and I have talked about things, right?
Correct.
But when you go and you start looking into these things, you watch these movies, right? It's like almost it starts activating different parts of our cellular memory.
Yes.
You know, so I was watching the TV show, Netflix Heroes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching some of this stuff the other day, right? I was just trying to calm down. I had a long weekend, right? And I was watching it, and I'm seeing a lot of their stuff, that, you know, men that can fly and, you know, and all this stuff. And I'm going, ooh, that's kind of cool. But then I'm going, where did they get these ideas from? Those ideas just don't come up for no reason.
I understand, because I used to think, like, everybody likes to go down slides, water slides. You know, and why we have such an attraction, adults and kids, to the slides and the feeling of the going down the slide. You don't want it to end.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, is this how we're slipping through dimensions?
Yes.
And this is why we're having memory, or we enjoy it so much? Because we want to keep doing it over and over?
And that's true. So some of us that are travelers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just that we're able to, you know, go out of body and go through different dimensions, as we call them, right?
Right.
And to me, the world's and openings, right?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's almost the same effect.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that feeling.
Isn't it great?
Right?
It's an amazing feeling.
Wild waves, anyway?
Yeah, absolutely, right?
So, Naomi, tell us a little bit about what got you on your spiritual path.
Sure thing. So it started out as I was a little girl. I always knew I was unique, different than most. I could see things, experience things, and I had just this knowing. And I wanted to know why I didn't fit in. And I wanted to blend in for the longest time. Then I realized it's not about blending in. It's about standing out and being who you truly are. And it took me seeing a lovely visitor in my home, thinking she was my daughter, and scaring the bejeepers out of my husband to be on a journey to find out, why did she visit me? Who is she? Where did she come from? And I want to help. And then I realized I had all this knowledge that I wanted to know more about, and I just couldn't get enough information. I was searching and searching and searching for more. It was like a craving that I had.
Yes.
That I just wanted to know more. I didn't care what it was. I didn't care what book it was. I wanted to know more because it was so fascinating that one day I had a headache at a local bookstore, and a lady goes, "Oh, let me help you." And she laid her hands on me and did a healing. And for me, that's the moment that my life changed. And that's when I was introduced to Reiki, which I had done all along. I just didn't know the name of it.
Right.
Right.
Or how to become the proper channel for the healing to go through me to the next person.
And you, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you said the perfect thing that I try to tell people. We are a channel, the conduit for the healers.
Conduit, yes.
Yeah.
That's what I teach.
Right.
Every student that I have and every person. I'm not the healer. I'm the channel for it to come through for you in your highest and best good.
Right.
Yes.
So you hit all four parts of the body then?
Yes.
Good.
So how old were you at the time where the lady touched you and gave you a healing? How old were you at that time?
In my early 30s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That is neat. That's neat. So how long have you been teaching?
I've been teaching about two and a half years.
Wow. Yeah. For as how powerful you are and what you've done for me on healings and stuff, right? You'd never think that or know that. That's only been 2.5 years.
I've been doing it all my life. I just never knew the name of it or exactly how to use it properly.
Right.
I guess you could say. And Reiki is within everything, and you can use it for anything, on anything, with just the proper intentions. It's all about the good intentions that you have and it being for the person's highest and best good.
No, that's very true. So I think all of us felt when we were younger, we were not like everybody else. Correct. I know for me, my mom would call us from school. Your daughter was daydreaming again. No, I was just leaving my body again.
Right.
I didn't
want
to be in school, you know? And so to me, that's normal to this day. And I can be in the car and I was like, all of a sudden, I'm back. I'm like, and I'm driving my car. You got to be kidding. I need to keep this under control.
Right.
You know, and that's one thing I try to tell people, keep it under control.
Use
different stones, whatever, you know, whatever you need to use. Oil senses. I know for me, I have to use Moldavite. And using Moldavite with people will throw them way out into the universe. Well, people that are hard to ground, Moldavite actually brings us back down.
And Moldavite is a stone.
A stone. And you can buy mold by oil also.
Yeah.
A lot of stores carry it, and it works.
Oh.
So you want to get as pure as mold by as possible. You know, it's just like mold by with a base oil. You know, nothing else in it. So, but that's one thing. You know. So let's go back to Naomi. So Naomi, you do psychic readings too.
I do.
And so how does that work in with your busy family life? I mean, you got three kids, another one on the way. You know, what are you going to, how does that work in? Because a lot of people want to know that. How are we able to work that in with family life and, you know?
That's a real struggle and it's a real question. Basically, my philosophy is those that need the readings from me, because everybody has a specific person that they go to that's going to receive the proper message.
Right.
At the proper time. And so I truly have the faith and belief in spirit that they're going to send the proper person to me who needs the message from me at the perfect time. And they will contact me. And I have several people from all over the world that'll contact me. It'll be funny. I'll be thinking of them, and the next thing I know, my phone's going off, and it's them. I'm like, oh, I love you guys. Hello. I just love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I truly feel that the people that need the messages from you will come at the perfect time.
Yes. Right.
That it is hard to juggle family life and work life and your personal business life and everything else, but you just find the way to make it work, whether it's have a friend over and say, I need you to watch my kids so I can go do this reading, or a mm-hmm. family member, mm-hmm. you know, it works. Or I tell my kids simply, mommy needs to do reading. You need to sit here so I can do this reading. Mm-hmm. And my kids have really grown to appreciate it because they're very magical beings themselves.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Like you were talking about crystals. My daughter, she loves coming up to me going, mommy, what crystal can I use for this tummy ache? Or can I go use this crystal for this? Mm-hmm. And it's amazing to watch how much mm-hmm. they've grown spiritually.
Right. And yeah. kids are open. They're an open channel. Open. You know, and as long as people do not deceive them and do not try to say, oh, no, you can't take this rock with you to school, or don't put any rocks in your water, because I have rocks I put in my water, right?
Right, me too.
And it's like, if you take that away from them, then they lose that innocence. And then they end up like us, you know, or not so much like me, but, you know, where people are going, why is she so different?
Right, right.
But I'm lucky I had support, where a lot of kids don't have that support. Yeah. I'm lucky nowadays they have that support.
They do. They do. Yeah. You know, I had a great-grandmother that had abilities, and I had no idea. I had no idea until I was way over an adult to... Like, oh, I have a grandmother that have this, because my family didn't talk to me about this stuff. I had right. to, I had, you know, I'd keep it to myself. I already knew I was strange.
Right. I like to think I'm the black sheep of the family.
I definitely am.
But you know what? I want to change you guys' mind on that, because uh-huh. we do, you know, do thought patterns, right?
Right. Right.
I'm sorry. I'm the white sheep of the family.
Okay. I'm the white sheep.
There you go. Because I think
that was an easy change.
That was an easy change, easy thought pattern. And so if someone came up to you, let's just say Eric came up to you and said, I want to have a reading. What do they have to go through? So what do you think, Eric? Want a reading?
Sure.
Okay. So there you go.
Well, hello.
Hello.
First thing I need to ask is if I have your permission to read you.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you for that. It's really important to know that someone always needs your permission and should never read you without that permission, because it is a personal space. You carry a lot of information in there that no one should know. True. Unless they're giving you that opportunity, whether it's they're doing a healing or whether it's they're doing a reading. I think it's important to have those boundaries.
So don't get too personal now.
Correct. Okay. Of course. No, I wouldn't do that. So I can see that you're going to be redoing your new house. I definitely can see... there's going to be quite a bit of money spent in the next coming about 4 months on revamping, because you're going to want new furniture, or not so much you, but your partner's going to want new furniture or a new area rug to make it match the energy of the new room that it'll go in. You probably should cleanse your space of your new home and definitely your old home that you're exiting to kind of release a lot of those energies and beings that are in the home that no longer either need to follow you or the ones that will follow you.
How can you cleanse your
That was going to be my question.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
No, but thank you for asking.
I was curious.
So crystals are a great way to do that. You can use crystals all over your home for all different reasons. And a way to do that is by simply asking a specific crystal for them to cleanse the room or do a specific purpose. You always just want to ask the crystal to do it. Simply by cleansing, you can ask your guides and angels to help you cleanse it and make it a lighter, brighter area full of more loving energy. You can use some sage. I love the smell of sage, so I'm always apt to use that. You can use incense. You can ask for just a blessing from source themselves. It's whatever comes near and dear to your heart. You can create your own way to create a sacred, safe space for yourself.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be a specific ritual or way that Bree might do it, or Stephanie might do it, or I might do it, because I do it differently each and every time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Salt is a good way to absorb negative energy. by any means. So you could always put something with salt out and kind of have it sit in the room for a few days and then take it off the property to dispose of it so that you're not putting that energy back into the place that you were just asking for it to be blessed and cleansed.
Okay. So formula 409 is not going to take
it back. No, honey, sorry. That's not going to work for you. I know.
Maybe
it might make it
410.
Smell.
We'll
right.
Okay. Good advice.
Yes. You can also light a white candle, too. Candles are amazing to clear the energy of a darkened area or a space.
There's always light in the darkness. You can
absolutely
always bring light to the darkness.
Mm-hmm. You can even go to a corner and clap your hands to disperse the negative energy. Mm-hmm. You ever walk into a room where there's been an argument and you just feel that tension?
Mm-hmm.
And if I've been in the argument, you bet.
Right? So you can just go over to that area and just ask for love to come to all those involved. Or kind of clap your hands and disperse that energy and then see how fast the light starts to shine in that room. It's amazing to see it work and transpose in that way.
Okay.
So you got your psychic reading with us. Great.
Fantastic.
I'm telling you.
Anything else coming across?
Are you planning on a family change?
Not really.
Okay.
Not that I know of, anyway.
Right.
You never know. Oh,
right.
Come to think of it, we might adopt another dog at some point. So
that's a family change.
That's a family change. I just see your family changing. But, you know, sometimes people are either trying or not trying to add an additional family member of any sort to that way.
Okay.
But fur babies are still babies.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have 7 dogs, guys.
Seven. Oh, they're cute.
They are cute. Yeah.
So with the addition of the dog, do you see that being a good thing, or could there be issues? Or
it could be an adventure.
Okay.
But everything you have to remember is an adventure.
Sure.
So look at the lesson within it and enjoy it.
All right.
So are you recommending maybe a type of dog for him? That's a question I've got.
I see a medium-sized dog. I don't see a very large breed. You're going to want something to protect your family, but I don't see like an aggressive dog.
Oh.
Of any type.
A Shih Tzu.
Oh, we have a beagle now, so
see?
A medium-sized dog would complement her nicely. So.
For sure.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, enjoy the new companion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that was cool, Naomi.
Thank you.
I like that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I'm going back a little bit on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you. So as I got older, you know, did my doctorate and a bunch of other degrees I got, you know, that this is a piece of paper because I already had it all in me. This is activated memories and, you know, things about my life and how I did things growing up. Right. So the one thing I can't do is grow a plant. Of all the things I can do, I can't grow a plant. So I have a funny story to tell you about my mom.
Yeah.
Right, because we're pretty personal around here, right?
Right, we are.
And so when I was younger and I was in grade school and, you know, and working with my mom and nobody else knew about this, of course, right?
Okay.
And so, and my sister and I watched her go out. Remember those old snowball tree bushes we had as kids?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it wouldn't grow. She literally took the loppers out and threatened the tree. I'm going to chop you down if you do not grow. Talk about a magical being, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next day, that thing was blossoming everywhere.
How beautiful,
right?
And my sister said, do you remember that? I said, yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my sister's not like-minded at all, right? And she goes, I can remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And that tree started blossoming the next day.
Right.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so those are things that I learned. But, you know, I was thinking back on it. So I'm not here to do flowers.
No.
Oh, the way you say that. You know my house too well. No. I just gave two away.
Did you not hear her? She's not good plants.
Really bad feng shui with fake flowers, but that's the way it has to be in my house, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I set the intention, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so you got me laughing.
Sorry.
Now. No, did you not hear yourself? But anyway, so what about setting intentions in the house? You know, and that's why I'm bringing that up. So my mom set the intention with the tree, right?
Right.
Okay, that tree grew for years, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it's still on the property somewhere unless somebody took it out, right?
Right.
And I hope they didn't, right?
Mm-hmm.
But setting intentions in your house, is that really important?
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
Okay, the reason I'm asking this is because sometimes, you know, we have all these people come in and out of our house, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a big, huge black tourmaline that sits by my door, right?
Right. Me too.
There you go. I'm good for you. I'm really happy you do, because everybody should have one, right?
Right.
Even if it's a little one, it doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but sometimes that doesn't keep all the stuff out, right?
Right.
So what else can we do, Stephanie, that you got an idea about?
Well, I call on my angels and my guides to come in and put angels in my house for protection and around my property.
So you call upon Archangel Michael to bring his merciful angels down to help do that then?
Yes, to protect my property throughout the night. That's my intention, is keeping my property safe.
Right, because you have portals on your property. Yes. You have fairies on there. You have a lot of stuff on your property too.
Yes.
And, you know, it's funny because a lot of people don't want to talk about this, right?
Right.
And it's like, you know what? Around here, we talk about everything.
I love sharing information. I think it is so helpful. Because you never know who it's going to help or reach or touch at that moment.
Right.
And if we're on this awakening to move our planet Gaia forward to healing, you know, I got to get the message out to as many people as possible. Because you never know. It'd only take that one last person to jump on board to change everything.
Right.
Everything that we're, you know, we're trying to achieve here. And that's respect, love, balance for everybody.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
No. And you never know where you're going to be to give that perfect message to somebody.
Right. We never knew. Well, for me.
Right.
I wasn't expecting to be on the radio. And here I am.
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you how. I'm just going to bring up how we met.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. So I was looking for a place to open up a metaphysical place, right? For people, you know, I just wanted my own place, right?
And at the same time, I was asking my guides for a teacher.
So I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden, I see this marijuana place.
Nice.
And I don't do none of that, right? I was like, you want me to pull in here? Are you serious, guys? You know, I'm looking around in my car going, I'm losing it now. That's it. So I pull in there, and I go talk to the owner of the place, right? And it no longer exists, right? But anyway, I go in there and he goes, well, I'm like-minded too. I'm a light worker too.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some severe back problems, you know?
Right.
And he started that place to help. And the person that was working with him, she had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of all the chemicals, she went on marijuana, right?
Right.
And so, and this is, like I said, a safe place for people to come to. So we might as well just be open ourselves.
Right.
So I was there and I had to do a clearing, and I hadn't met Stephanie. She saw me and she goes, oh, I'm not coming near you. I said, it's okay. It's nothing you can catch.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just was there just to meet Stephanie.
Yep.
And then I was done.
And then she was gone. I mean, she was done with the store. She was done. She moved on.
And then we took it back and we've been working this together since. And but that's how Stephanie and I met.
Yeah.
I mean, would you imagine? A marijuana shop, me and you.
Yeah.
Of all places.
Right.
And we were just there to do a job.
Yeah.
And, you know, I met you there. You came in there and we went from there. So.
And I found my teacher.
And I found a really good friend.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
I know. We've been doing a lot together.
Right.
So then we started teaching in my house.
Right. I started taking classes with Bree.
About that time?
Yeah. It was great to have someone that has already gone through this experience of you know, the questions that I have, you know, why am I having these feelings? Why, you know, in like you said, that now I forgot what you said. Because my brain is going so fast. I want to get all this out. But it's always easier if you having someone to look for to help you through the tough questions.
Right.
The tough experiences that you're going through
in
this awakening. It's always nice to have someone that's gone through it before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the compliment, but it's all spirit led.
Mm-hmm.
And my guys, you know, and being an open channel, your guides talk to me and, you know, my guys, they're all back and forth talking. And
there is a guarantee once you know what path you're on And I know one of the most important paths that we're on is learning this information and bringing it out to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes.
It's so important.
Yes.
And if we don't bring it out,
I think that comes with everybody that is discovering their path, that every one of us become teachers.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Because you want to pass this message on.
Well, you know, I had a healing this morning.
Right.
And it was amazing. And I needed it, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things aligned properly again. And, you know, because I do a lot of work, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, so the one thing this person and I were talking about was, she had said, there's 144,000 masters, like
Correct.
We have talked about.
Yes.
She goes, I wonder how many are embodied. Thousands.
Right.
And how many of those aren't awake? So that one guy that walked by me said, good morning, my lady, right?
Uh-huh.
I know he was Elvin, by the way.
Right.
But I also know he was ascended master.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just acknowledgement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And so many times we just do not pay attention to those people that are on the side of the streets or whatever. And stuff,
right.
Because you don't know why, you know?
Right.
And what can we do to help them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that's the one thing I always say. What can we do to help them?
Mm-hmm. I had an experience like that, and it was the most beautiful thing.
What happened?
I used to work downtown Tacoma,
uh-huh.
And I was walking on my lunch, and there was this gentleman that asked for money because there was a lot of homeless people down there asking for money.
Right.
And I looked at him, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't carry cash, but would you like to join me for lunch? And he stopped, and he looked at me so puzzled and such in shock, and I'm like, come on, come with me.
Uh-huh.
So we walked hand in hand right down to the Taco Del Mar that was there, and we walked in, and I said, please order whatever you want for now and anything for later. And he looked at me puzzled.
Aww.
And the people there in the store were shocked that I was even doing that. And when the time came, he got his food, and he went and sat down, and then I grabbed my food, and I was going back to the office so I could eat at my desk, and he said, would you like to sit and join me? And I really wish at this point I would have sat with him and joined him, because I knew as soon as I walked away that he was an angel.
Right.
And my life changed so much after that point, and so much more opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And my thought process is, you always want to help someone because you never know who it's going to touch or what it's going to touch.
Right.
As a teacher, I really feel that I try to share as much information as possible, mm-hmm. because you never know what key pieces of information that person's going to take off.
Right.
And use.
Right.
And I feel as a teacher that the first person that has to go through it is ourselves.
Right.
We're always going to end up going through something first before the next person comes.
Right. Yep.
And I found that too,
like
in my
that.
Readings, mm-hmm. is I will go through something personal, and the next thing I know, three of my clients are going through the same thing, and I'm like, huh, okay, guys.
Yeah.
I see why you're having me go through this first.
Uh-huh. Right.
So mm-hmm. I can assist my friend going through something similar.
Right.
Well, you know, a few years ago, I had somebody tell me, and what they told me was, Bree, you need to decide. You want to stay in the third dimension or the fourth?
Right.
I started laughing. I went, oh, you're really not up on your stuff, guys. The fourth is going to be here in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then almost a couple weeks later,
right,
they started talking about, we're in the fourth. I said, and you wonder why I was talking about it so much? Then I started talking about the fifth, right?
Right.
And they're like, nah. Yep, it's coming. Okay, so then they hear we're in the fifth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that, right? And so then over a year ago, I'm talking about darkness, soul, respecting the dark side of you, the whole bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden, people are talking about the darkness, soul. Mm-hmm. And it was like, some of us get this information.
Yeah.
It can be a year ahead of time, two years, 30 years ahead of time that things are going to hit. So the one thing I wanted to tell you was this year is a really hard year till the middle of July, August, right in there.
Is this because the new energy came in?
The new energy.
Yeah.
And so the dark and the light are really fighting. Like,
they
not
are.
Wanting
can you not
us.
See that?
Oh, it is just
listeners,
very
can you not
hard.
See that out there?
I'm telling you. So they're trying not to let us win. Well, you know what? Dark's not going to win over unconditional love and light.
Yep.
No, they're not going to win anyway. So I wish they'd just give it up.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to go through this. A lot of people will be leaving the planet.
Right.
And a lot of people don't want me talking about it, but I'm going to anyway. Like I said, they can't stop me. I got my teeth now.
Right.
And so anyway, but so here's the thing is all I can say is stay centered, stay in a love state, and
mm-hmm.
everything will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you start complaining about every ache and pain you're having,
you're going to have more aches
and pains.
If
you're going to say, oh, I'm having I'm just depressed today.
Guess what? You're going to keep being depressed. You got to change it with the positive.
Mm-hmm. So always. I mean, right. So that is one thing. Mm-hmm. So,
and you know, when you are trying to change yourself, you know, if you are feeling depressed, and you have to put positive that you're not going to stay in bed all day. And I know this is hard work for a lot of people. It's getting up and doing it. And you're not going to have instant gratification. It's the fact that you're having a positive thought to connect to another positive thought. So you can move forward.
Right.
You know, if you keep having negative thoughts and you put negative thoughts on top of the negative thoughts, that's what you're going to get. And that's what you're going to be able to work with.
Well, yeah. And that's very true. So I'm going to talk about clothing.
Mm-hmm. Clothing.
Clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. Is, you know, I've been on this releasement away, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what the heck? I've lost 15 pounds now.
Right.
Okay, so some of my old clothes should be fitting me with the pants, right?
Right.
All of a sudden, I realized, I put them on, and my son said, Mom, those don't even look like you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of a good feeling?
I know, but, so I was going, but they fit me now.
Uh-huh.
I looked in the mirror and said, those so are not me.
Right.
So a bunch of pants went in a plastic bag, ready to be donated to, like, women's shelter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And went and got some other ones and stuff, right? Not, you know, as many as I had before, of course, right?
Right.
And I looked and I said, you know what? I've changed so much in the last 4 years and mm-hmm. raising my spiritual vibration, working on myself,
yes.
bringing out the messages, going through the trials and tribulations, right? Mm-hmm. Twisting, bending roads to get to where we're at right now. Right. That thing, people that tried to stop this, you know, the energies that right. tried to stop it. Not people, right. but energies too.
Right.
And it was like, all those clothes I wore during that time, they're gone.
Right.
So, yeah, so I have to buy new clothes, you know, and mm-hmm. I got to set on today. But, you mm-hmm. know, but nothing's going to change that. But the cool thing was I didn't have to get rid of none of my gemstone jewelry.
Well, that's nice. Good. That's good.
I would have been heartbroken because my husband would have had a fit because there's lots of jewelry.
Right. Lots of jewelry.
And he would have said, what are you doing? What, you know, mm-hmm. put that jewelry back. You know, there's mm-hmm. got to be a way to cleanse it. Of course, there's a way to cleanse it, right?
Right.
And, but I realized that all those old clothes that I fit back into was not me anyway.
Right.
So they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things people need to think about.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations on the weight loss.
Well, thank
yes.
you.
You're welcome.
But I'm wearing the same size still. Get that.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it at all. Because I learned that, I'm 5 foot, right? So I'm short and chubby, right? And, mm-hmm. but you know what? I love my short and chubbiness.
Right.
Because the other thing is, we put on weight, a lot of healers, a lot of people that are doing the work and not just running their mouths. Right. We're doing the work. Some will say thin, some will put on weight. And that's how, because we're carrying so much energy on us.
Right.
Correct. So,
I recently lost 50 pounds, and I was super excited.
Awesome. Uh-huh.
Started yeah. getting all new clothes and everything. Then yeah. I found out I was pregnant.
It's coming back.
Right. It is slow. Like, the weight's not coming back, but, you
it's
know.
It's the baby.
It's the baby. It's the baby.
Yeah.
Nothing fits. Aw.
Well, that's just fun and exciting. Now she's going to have a baby.
I know. You called it about a year ago.
I know.
Wow.
I was wow. told her, and I just said, you're going to have a baby.
Yeah, would you say that?
She said no, she wasn't.
I said no, because I was done with the three that I had. I thought right? I was done.
Right.
Here I started a new relationship, and uh-huh. I had got rid of all these clothes, lost all this weight, got rid right. of all my baby stuff, and
bam.
Right away I was pregnant.
Hey, a new one coming.
Absolutely.
Yes. A special child.
Starseed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Right?
My abilities right. have changed so much with being pregnant. It's
oh,
not
yeah.
even
Oh,
funny.
Yeah. You're feeling the baby's abilities oh, along
absolutely.
With yours.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
People don't think that can happen, but that's so wrong.
It has heightened my sensitivity mm-hmm. so much. Mm-hmm. I even tell my boyfriend, I'm like, between your abilities, my abilities, and this child's, it's insane.
Uh-huh.
With all the new feelings and emotions and everything. It's a roller coaster.
Right.
It's a roller coaster is the best way to describe it.
Well, we'll stay away from her house for a while.
Yeah.
But anyway, so anything else you want to add, Stephanie, today?
Well, I'd like to invite our listeners to tune in with us next week because you are going to talk about the Elvins.
Right.
And
Diane Garris is going to be here. From the Love and Light community out of Linwood.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that can be exciting.
And who is that again?
Diane Garris.
Diane Garris.
Yeah, she's from the Love and Light community. She's going to talk about something very private that's going on in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us that know her know it. But I just tell your listeners, all the listeners, to hang in and come back next week because she has an amazing story that she's going to talk about.
Right. That's be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting.
So, Eric, are you handling this over here?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you handling us over here okay?
Well, of course. I don't think handling is the right term, but enjoy the conversation, no doubt.
So, you get a puppy?
At some point. At some point. I'm not sure when, but some point in the next year, probably we'll be adopting a new pooch and looking forward to that.
A new pooch.
Yes.
A new pooch. That's good. So, any other questions you got for Naomi?
Oh, boy.
I know. Put you right on the spot.
Putting me on the spot. Absolutely. I don't know. Just do you see any other changes happening in the next year?
I see a little increase in your financial situation that's going on. Which is always nice to hear, right?
Yeah, I'm pro that.
Right. In about 6 months, you should see a significant increase.
Okay. I like that.
I'm telling you, abundance. We need more of it, right?
Absolutely. I'm pro abundance.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, but abundance can come in different ways, Eric. Did you know that?
Sure.
So getting a puppy is abundance.
Yeah.
Having a good friend is abundance.
Right.
Not just money all the time, too.
She specifically said financial, though.
Well, yeah, so. You're financial.
Yes.
So I'm for that.
Yeah, I'm sticking to that one.
So, but I've had people say, well, you know, they're always just thinking of the money, right? So in my classes, I've had to teach, you know, that it's just not about money.
Right.
Sometimes it's about a good friend
There's
in
more
your
to life.
Right.
Absolutely. I love doing readings for not free, but an exchange of energy, whether it's a hug, baked goods, whatever it might be. Sometimes the best way to assist somebody is to just be there and open to help them.
Oh, okay.
And so I just love offering different ways of helping. I had a client who really wanted to learn Reiki but did not have the funds. She had a lot of stuff financial going on.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was able to do is do an exchange of baked goods. And it worked wonders for her because she was able to get the learning that she felt she needed.
Right.
And I felt she was ready. And my family, my children, totally loved the baked good that she was able to provide them.
That's great.
Yeah.
I know my there was a well-known author that's out here. And I was like, nobody would read her because she was going through a divorce and everything, right?
Right.
And she's very well-known to this day. You guys all buy her stuff. That's all I can say, right?
Okay.
And she goes, Bree, nobody wants to help me. I said, why is that? Unless I give them my stuff or, you know, I have some money or whatever, right? And so we talked on the phone, right?
Right.
And she's going to be on the show, too. But okay. Until she, you know, I don't want to bring this part up about her and stuff, right? But anyway, so I ended up helping her. And she sent me the nicest, very nice crystal.
Right.
And a thank you card.
Uh-huh.
And that thank you card meant more to me than a crystal. And I told her that.
Right. Absolutely.
Because it was handwritten. It wasn't just something generated.
Right.
You know, so it was a blank. It had a nice saying on the outside, and the inside was a big old long note. And I'm thinking, at the same time, I was going, shame on you guys. Just shame on you. You know, you wouldn't help her when she'd have a hard time, but now that she's up, got through her marriage situation where nothing's froze up.
Right.
You know, well, now she's getting paid back by all the work she did and all of her stuff that's selling off the shelves in metaphysical bookstores and Barnes and Nobles and places like that, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's doing that all.
Yeah.
So, you know, we only have a minute left. And I really want everybody to know that this is such a safe place for people to come.
Yes, it is.
And so I want to give out our phone number today.
Yeah.
And that is 253-230-0422. You can give Stephanie and I a call.
Please.
Go to our website at goddesswisdom.org. And thank you very much for being with Silver Gaia today.
And join us next week.
Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities, allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.